Hello, everybody. My name is Brooke, and this is my podcast for week 7 as I talk about what I have learned in this social media class. Alright, so currently I'm using a different way of podcasting than I used last week in my blog, as I saw that most of my classmates use this app, so I thought I would give it a try. The social media class has taught me some different things about kind of what social media is and how to use it on both a business and your own personal use for building your brands as well as building your business. We've had a lot of projects we've done in the past 7 weeks to help us kind of figure out what our own personal brand is and how we can use different social media sites to help build those brands and different aspects of social media that we can use on a work setting. The main reason I took this course was to kind of learn more about social media and how I could use it to help grow the business I work in. And I would say that this class has successfully taught me different ways that I can use social media with business, but I feel like it has focused more on my own personal social media uses. To begin with, in the first week, we kind of all got to know each other and we set up a blog. Never set up a blog, so that was kind of neat to learn how to set up a blog and different things I can use on a WordPress site. I've seen many blog posting on different like recipes and some furniture people that I follow, but I never have set up a blog myself, so that was a neat, fun experience. We also talked some other things we did in the first week was we learned more about how people use social media on both, like, how it's different from mobile use and a computer use, which was kind of an interesting thing and something that I never really thought about as a consumer as somebody who works in, who would be using social media on the marketing side more, so it was kind of neat to see the different things. And then the next week, we kind of talked more about figuring out what personal brands are and what type of personal brand we want to set up for ourselves. We discussed different ways that people use personal brands and how we as people ourselves are going to set a personal brand for ourselves and what message we are trying to share with our followers. The next week we kind of talked more about finding people that we could follow and people that would want to follow us in more different ways and how to get their attention when following these. We looked more into different sites to use to follow people and kind of followed more of our own classmates. Going into week 4, we've kind of found out more about video blogs, which you could say podcasting is a form of video blogging. We really focused more on finding different videos and how to share videos with good content for our users to follow. And that was really kind of interesting to me too, was to learn about more how videoing and vlogging can be a part of my social media use. As it went from there, we kind of also talked about starting to build our own storyboard, which was really neat, which is what I just got done recording for this week. It was also about my own personal brand, and you really focused more on what your personal brand was and how to use it. So we went into week 5, we kind of learned more about professional networking and really focused in on LinkedIn sites and how we can build our brand on more of a professional setting, which I think is really important because we work in a professional, in today's world we're all on social media, so I think a site like LinkedIn is really kind of neat and how it can help you kind of distinguish between your social media side of things for your own personal use and professional use, so that way you're not mixing the two up. As we went into week 6, I think we kind of talked some more about blogging and how to set up some different ways that you could automatically follow blogs and get emails all from one app or something or site compared to getting thousands and thousands of emails, because I think that's important, especially as I build a brand for myself. I don't want to be overwhelming people with millions of emails as I post new updates or share funny videos and stuff. So using that RSS feed really helps people to get all that information from one spot. When they have time, they can go in and check out different apps, go into their app and see the new updates all at once instead of having to shift through emails and maybe missing something important. As we go into this week, we kind of talk about more so going viral and podcast and really creating that brand for yourselves. From this class, I would say that I've learned a lot about different forms of social media and how to use them to not only help myself, but to also promote a business I work for. I'm really excited about all the stuff I've learned in this class, and I hope to be able to soon put it into work at the business I work for and really see how it can affect different things. So this was a great class, and I'm glad to say that I have accomplished all the tasks and projects in this class in a timely fashion, and I am glad to see how I can start using all this knowledge in the real world.